From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres has called for an independent and transparent investigation into the deadly clashes along the Israel-Gaza border that killed at least 15 Palestinians, injured about 1,400 others, including 750 injured by live fire. A senior United Nations official told the Security Council the situation in Gaza might get worse in the coming days and called for civilians, particularly children, not to be targeted. Tabrook Jarahoon is the UN Deputy Secretary General.
Israel must uphold its responsibilities under international human rights and humanitarian law. Lethal force should only be used as a last resort, with any resulting fatalities properly investigated by the authorities. We will therefore also continue to urge Israeli security forces to exercise maximum restraint to avoid casualties.
Israeli military accused the Palestinians of trying to carry out attacks under the cover of mass protest that they called violent. There are conflicting reports about whether the main Syrian rebel group in eastern Ghouta near Damascus has agreed with Russia to leave the town of Douma, largest and last remaining rebel-held town in the area. Russian-backed Syrian government forces have surrounded Douma, where tens of thousands of civilians live. Voting in Sierra Leone's presidential runoff election appeared peaceful on Saturday. Ballots were cast for either the ruling All People's Congress Party's presidential candidate, Samora Camara, or the Sierra Leone People's Party presidential candidate, Julius Maada Bio. This is VOA News.